J.K. Rowling and Elon Musk criticised new Scottish hate crime laws. I know some of you were waiting for a video on this, but I had a very, very busy week last week because it was both of my daughters' birthdays because they were born a week apart. Basically, like so many of my family members, their birthday's in March. So, like, I'm broke. I'm so skint, but anyway, that's why I didn't do the video. But yeah, I want to talk about the hate monster, the stupid little mascot that they're trying to teach to kids, and all that as well, and also the hate crime bill, which comes into effect in a week. So that's well, a week as of filming this. But yeah, let's go in and see because J.K. Rowling and Elon Musk obviously have criticised it. J.K. Rowling has had a lot of shit over the years for being a TERF and for wanting to literally kill trans people and like all that stuff. And then Elon Musk loves free speech. Yeah, like he still drops the ball so many times. Like, Nick Fuentes is still banned. All of the PA guys are still banned. Like, so many people are still banned on Twitter who should be allowed back on Twitter. Billionaires J.K. Rowling and Elon Musk have both taken aim at Scotland's new hate crime laws, which are set to come into effect next month. Rowling, best known for writing the Harry Potter book series, has said she will not delete social media posts that could breach the new hate crime laws, which she branded as ludicrous, because that's a thing that can happen. If there's a tweet or a post or anything or a video that I've made in the past, someone can call the police and report me for it, and then I'll be forced to delete it. Even if it doesn't break YouTube's rules, I could be forced to delete it, and that's going to happen to everyone. However, I've heard that there is already a plan to completely flood the complaint line with all the anti-white racism, which, good luck. You're going to be there for a while, because see how that shit's just been fine for like a decade now? Yeah, you're going to be there a while. The controversial legislation, which will make it an offence to stir up hatred, what does that mean? Well, even the law doesn't define it. Like I said, grey areas, they love a grey area, against protected characteristics, including age, disability, religion, sexual orientation, and gender identity. Now, this is the funny thing about it, is a lot of the leaders that are getting voted in, do you know that these islands don't have a single white leader? Like even Wales, they just had their election last week for the leader of their devolved parliament. The brown man, Scotland, brown man, England, brown man, Northern Ireland, brown, I think it's a brown man, Northern Ireland. So yeah, everywhere's a brown man. Everyone's talking about like white privilege and all that shit. We're not in charge of our own countries anymore. It's brown men. They're all in charge, so I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Right. However, funnily enough, all those guys fall into these categories, which means we won't be able to criticize any of them, because even if we're trying to directly, critique their policy, they're just going to pull a Hamza Yusuf, because even if you critique anything that Hamza does, no mention of race or who Hamza is, you're directly critiquing his policy. Hamza will just go, "You're just doing that because I'm brown. You're just doing it. Arrest this man." Because, like I said before, a guy sent Hamza an email calling him a racist because of his anti-white speech that he gave in Parliament, and Hamza had that guy arrested for racism. Right? This is, remember how I says that all hate crime laws eventually will swing around to not being able to criticize the state, as they have in literally every other despotic country? Here it is. Here it is. However, concerns have been raised over the potential criminalization of freedom of expression. Not potential. It will be. If you've banned someone from saying something, then you have infringed on their freedom of expression, their freedom of speech. That's the way it works. So it's not potential. It will happen, and that's the point. Hamza does not like people criticizing him. He's a little tin pot tyrant. He wants to be able to do whatever the hell he wants, and the plebs just have to shut up, no matter how detrimental his policies are to their livelihoods. We've all just to shut our mouths and let him, become powerful and make as much money as he wants, because that's the point of government these days for politicians, just to make money. The author, 58, was joined in attacking the Hate Crime and Public Order Scotland Act, which comes into effect on April 1st by Tesla boss Musk. The South African-born billionaire criticised the new Scottish laws in response to a post from Malaysian right-wing influencer Ian Miles Chong, who has become a bit of an acquired taste. So I hear. Chong had summarised a story in the Herald about training which police officers, which police are to receive around policing the new bill. He wrote, under the new hate crime law, people who make fun of or misgender trans people, make racial jokes or criticisms of certain religions, or criticise migrants can be prosecuted. The different ways in which a person may communicate material to another person are by displaying, publishing or distributing the material, for example, on a sign, on the internet, through websites, blogs, podcast, social media, blah blah blah. So totally policing speech, not just in the real world but on the internet as well, either directly or by forwarding or repeating material that originates from a third party through printed media such as magazine publications or leaflets. It also includes retweets, so if you retweet something spicy, you can be arrested for it. Chong added, repeat a joke you heard online or show someone a spicy meme or commentary of a transgender person or mass migration on your live stream, and you too will be arrested. Sharing Chong's post, Musk wrote, an example of why it is so important to preserve freedom of speech. Rowling has been highly critical of the new hate crime legislation, arguing the police are going to be very busy when it comes to the law, especially the fact that burglaries, fucking assaults, thefts, everything are not being investigated. They're just not being investigated at all. You know, like I said, the police turn up, write it in their little notebook and then fuck off and you never hear from them again. Well, now they're going to be even more swamped with this bullshit. Basically, our already completely fucked police force is now going to be policing the stuff online, and they're being told to do that instead of fighting actual crime. Because, like I said, the police are an arm of the government. They don't give a fuck about crimes being committed against you. What they care mostly about is you pointing out all of the dodgy things that the government is doing, which, as I've said many times before again, was always the end result of every speech law that has ever been passed in human history. Right, this is the inevitable end goal of speech laws. It has happened all throughout history, every single time. You know, just in the exact same way as communism has failed every single time it's been tried, every single time they try to control the speech, it always ends up in banning people criticising the government. That's the way it's always ended up. But, you know, fuck me, what do I know? Rowling became embroiled in a misgendering row with trans broadcaster India Willoughby, which saw police in Northumbria clear her of criminality after she stated India is cosplaying a misogynistic male fantasy of what a woman is. And now, writing on X, the author responded to messages that she should delete the comments prior to the new Scottish law coming into effect. Rowling wrote, if you genuinely imagine I'd delete posts calling a man so as to not be prosecuted under this ludicrous law, stand by for the mother of all April Fool's jokes. The comments the comments seem removed from the author's previous statements in 2020. She had written, I respect every trans person's right to live any way that feels authentic and comfortable to them. I'd march with you if you were being discriminated against on the basis of being trans, which a lot of them aren't. A lot of it isn't because of them being trans, it's because of their behaviour. That's the number one thing. Like, see, whenever I ask people, like, why, you know, why is it you've got a bit of an issue with it, it's never, like, just because of their trans. It's always the behaviour. It's always the behaviour. That's the number one thing, because, well, you know, it's fine. Responding to Rowling's more recent comments, Willoughby said the author had definitely committed a crime. She added, I'm legally a woman, she knows I'm a woman, and she calls me a man. It's a protected characteristic. I can't wait until politics become a protected characteristic. Okay. You're a Nazi. Did you just mispolitic me? Did you just misbelief me? And then I can have them arrested. I wouldn't. Even if that was a law, I wouldn't, but it'd be funny. Willoughby also took to social media after the police ruling to state that she had received an avalanche of hate and abuse. Well, if you want to do something scummy, like try and infringe on someone's human rights and try to get them thrown in prison because they said something that made you feel bad for like 3 minutes, then yeah, you're a piece of shit. And you should have everyone screaming at you and calling you a piece of shit because you just tried to do something awful. That's the thing is, I don't think trans people have agency anymore. I think, like, see how whenever you get the downy that, like, kicks the puppy at the party and he gets away with it because, oh, he doesn't know better. It's just the way they act. Like, it's like that. It's like that. Are we arriving at the point where it's like, oh, they don't have agency? You know, it's like the three-year-old that keeps trying to crawl into the fire. You're not angry at the three-year-old. You just have to take measures to prevent the three-year-old from hurting itself because you can't reason with them. That's just a behaviour they have. And you can't give them any trouble for it. Like, you know, they don't know any better. I don't have a fire in my house. I mean, I do have a fireplace, but there's no fire in it. So, yeah. And also the child, my children don't try and climb into it. It's almost like they know my children are smart. Rowling has also been a fierce critic of the Scottish Government's gender reform plans, arguing the proposals would have infringed on women's safety. Obviously talking about trans women being allowed in changing rooms and toilets and women's shelters and all that type of stuff as well. But yeah, in order to combat this, I'm calling it the anti-human rights bill. By the way, start calling it that. Hamza Yousaf's anti-human rights bill. Call it that. Just see if they want to start fudging language. Let's start doing it as well. The anti-human rights bill. Don't call it the hate crime bill. See that word? Hate crime gives the, ooh, terrible, that's awful. No, don't call it that. Call it the anti-human rights bill. That's the way it should be addressed going forward. Give it that air about it. Let's just use their own shit against them. They want to just start to change the way things mean. Fuck it, whatever, we'll do it as well. I mean, accept it. It literally is an anti-human rights bill, so at least when we do it, we're not lying. Right, but in order to hold a giant middle finger up to Hamza Yousaf, Comedy Unleashed is doing a show in Edinburgh on April the 1st, and I'll be performing. I'm a whole act about Jews, all of it. Nah. I was about to say no, I'm kidding on. I mean, a good portion of it. I never learned, but anyway, you know, it's like I'm turning up to this show so I can go, I'll fucking do it again. And I hope they try and arrest me. I hope they do. I hope they do because, you know how what Napoleon said, don't correct your enemy when he's making a mistake. Like, yeah, I hope they try and arrest me again, right? Because see how I was prepared to go to jail last time when I basically told the judge to go fuck himself? If you give me a fine, I won't pay it. You give me community service, I won't do it, etc., etc. Like, I will do that again. I will do it again. I am still completely prepared to go to prison to defend my human right of freedom of speech because it's not about the racism or the hate crime. It's not. It's never been. It's never been about any of that. Right, it's just so you can use that as a fucking Trojan horse to bring in laws that prevent us criticizing what the government is doing. And what the government is doing is absolutely fucking everyone over and fleecing everyone for everything they're worth. Right, they're trying to make it so that everyone is completely dependent on the government. That's why they shut down all the businesses and fucking annihilated so many businesses during COVID. It's why they've engineered this fucking cost of living crisis so that everyone is poor as fuck and has to rely on government handouts. Like, that's why. It's all of it is a fucking ruse so that we will be fully dependent on the government. Because when we're all fully dependent on the government, if they've got the wrong opinions, if you've got the wrong opinions, they'll just turn your benefits off. They'll just say, oh, you don't get your food coupons this week, citizen. And all that, that's the end game. And they don't want people pointing that out, right? Basically, the racism shit, it was just a Trojan horse. That's all it was. And I've been saying that for years. Because, in literally every single other nation, it was a Trojan horse. They did it in China. Like, China, like I've said, I've mentioned this many, many times. China didn't happen overnight. China's first ever speech law, see, because China's so big, and there was lots of different tribes and peoples and ethnicities, blah, 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 in China. China were like, we must be united under, you know, the proletariat banner, you know. We might be different colours and speak different languages, but we are all communists and united under the Chinese flag, like, blah, 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 and of them. And that was a complete ruse, because that law to this day is not enforced in China. That was only enforced for a few years. What was really enforced was all the other stuff that they added onto that law afterwards, which then became what they're doing now. But it's like, oh, don't criticize other races. Don't criticize people in government. That's what happens. And that is what has happened every single time. Every single time. Yet, even though we have a wealth of history that shows, hey, it seems that X always results in Y, so why are we allowing X, right? And it's case if we do it every single fucking time. Well, if nobody wanted to listen, they can all learn the hard way.